This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to www.bbc.co.uk/radio3.
Your next piece is one which you feel reflects the sense of something ending. It's Nimrod from the Enigma Variations by Elgar. What is it about this piece that feels so British to you and so reflective of its time?
I have absolutely no idea what it is about this music that feels so British. I just know that it does, and to lots and lots and lots of people. And I have no idea why. But I think there is a sort of an elegiac quality to it, which very much reflects Britain and London at that time. This is the apex of empire. And yet, you know, British schoolchildren who have been brought up on the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, they know that it's when an empire reaches its maximum extent, when it is most great, that the seeds of decline are beginning to be planted. And I think there is that feeling in this music as there is in Kipling's famous poem, Recessional. And I think in London in general, it's maybe not going to end tomorrow, but a sense that, you know, this golden sunlit afternoon can be extended, but it can't last forever.